Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In one of my more recent podcasts, I mentioned that most computer operating systems are packaged with simple card games like Solitaire, Free Cell, and Hearts, and during the 90s until the mid-2010s, there was once a unique set of computer games that featured collections of various card games, board games, and many more, initially popular, but gradually faded into obscurity, and that is the Hoyle series of games. Many games in the series had different naming conventions, but the first title in the series was known as Hoyle's Official Book of Games, being named after the card-playing rule sets by Edmund Hoyle. The first title released in 1989 for DOS and Macintosh operating systems, as well as Amiga and Atari ST computers. It was developed and published by Sierra Entertainment, who are most famous for King's Quest and various other games. This title featured card games like Crazy Eights, Old Maid, Gin Rummy, Cribbage, and Klondike Solitaire, but most distinctively, it featured unique computer player opponents, some of which were based on the staff of Sierra Entertainment, historical figures, and even characters from Sierra's other video games, all of which having their own style of playing and humorous dialogue related to their personalities and backgrounds. This first game, known as Volume 1, sold over 250,000 copies during the first year of its release, and shortly after, the next game in the series, Volume 2, featured 28 solitaire card games. The year after that, the series branched out upon the release of Volume 3, with the inclusion of board games like Backgammon, Draughts, Pachisi, Snakes and Ladders, and Dominoes. Then the fourth game in the series abandoned the previous game's naming pattern, being known simply as Hoyle Classic Card Games, which was a remake of the first game in the series, now featuring sepia-styled graphics, additional computer player opponent characters, and voice-acted dialogue. The fifth game of the series released in 1995, under the confusing title Hoyle Classic Games, being the first game in the series to be CD-ROM based instead of on a floppy disk, and featured over 30 different computer player opponents. Following that, the Hoyle game series became annual releases from 1996 until 2016, now including other genres like casino games, word games, children's games, and puzzle games. From about 1997 to 2005, the game's graphics style was overhauled to become more realistic yet stylized, and many new quirky computer player opponents were introduced, such as a T-Rex, a grizzly bear, a Martian, and a shape-shifting alien who does impressions of Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The games around this time released under the titles Hoyle Card Games and Hoyle Board Games, and with each annual release, their content altered very slightly, namely, introducing new games and characters, but quietly removing the older ones. Also around this era, a port of Hoyle Card Games released on the Nintendo Game Boy Color in the year 2000. But from 2005 to 2016, the series' development and publishing was changed to a different studio, known as Encore Software. The game's graphics from then on became much more realistic, albeit a little bland. But unfortunately, the previous computer player opponents never returned, especially the more outlandish and quirky ones, with the majority of opponents instead being plain and ordinary human characters. These games are now considered to be abandonware, which is software that is no longer supported or distributed by the developer, as Sierra Entertainment, the original developers, have since been dissolved into Activision since 2008, whereas Encore Software became bankrupt and sold their assets, instead becoming a limited liability company. And so, the only way to play these games now is if you go out of your way to find and buy a physical copy of one of the games you want. Or alternatively, you can find digital disc versions of the games to download from various abandonware and archival websites. Not the most simple way of acquiring these games, I'll admit, but I think they're worth giving a try since they're short bursts of fun and surprisingly challenging. Join me again next time.